You hear that, dude?
I think my neighbors heard that.
That's the sound of freedom. You know what I mean? Basically just hit record, right? Because we just, it's been like a month.
I've been recording for like the last 20 minutes as I was setting it up and shit. Right. So
it's been like it's been like a month, dude, since we really
it's got been a month
close to it. Yeah, this past fucking month, dude, I think for both of us has been fucked, for lack
should
of
we just
a
talk
better.
About our month.
I think we should. I think we should.
This is the number one catharsis podcast, after all.
Number one. Yeah, catharpiss podcast, yeah.
Catharges podcast.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. I mean, we didn't upload last week. Most of that's just because fucking life is just fucking nuts, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck all of you.
All three of you can just go straight to hell.
All you and your kid that's in the back seat can go fuck themselves.
And two of those three people are sitting here right now recording. So we can
and my
just
fucking
go
ex-wife. Fuck you.
Yeah, well.
Bitch.
I'll tell her. Yeah.
Douche.
I'll tell her.
Yeah, let her know. Yeah.
Right.
Number one pro cuckold podcast. Anyway.
I mean, look, dude, we are. So I think that, like, I fucking, so yeah, I mean, like you're saying, like, by the way, everyone, welcome, Nate Mitchell friends. But I fucking, like, finally made it, you know? Like, I finally got, I haven't felt, like, this kind of relief, I don't think, ever.
Like, are you gonna like shoot up a post office or something?
No,
is that quite the kind of like level of relief you have?
No, quite the opposite. Okay. I'm just gonna like
you jerk off a whole post office of people.
yes, I'm gonna let them be shot off, you know.
I do.
I'm in a really, so this past month and honestly the past like couple months have been fucked, but I think like finally I'm out of that fucking woodwork, you know, I'm out of the fucking shit.
You're out of
the shit, you know? Yep. Basically, I mean, long story short, there's just this situation. This, I guess we'll say roommate situation, right? We took in someone.
Correct.
And it hasn't been good, right?
Correct.
And, they are gone. They are gone.
Oh.
And.
You killed
them. No.
They're gone.
They're gone, all right. No.
They're fucking, they're fertilizing my sunflowers.
They've moved out, so now it's just me and my wife and my child now, and like it just feels good.
Where'd they move to?
Far away. I don't want to like give out, you know, any info or anything, but
okay.
But like literally cross country. You know, like, so.
Gotcha.
Which I'm just so.
Well, back to Albuquerque.
Just go right back to it, you know?
Never been there, but she's going right fucking.
Yeah.
She's renting a place in Albuquerque right now.
Right. And. Like, I don't know. I have no other way to describe that, like, how much. It's unfortunate that, like, I. There was just never any, like, clicking, and it was like this constant fucking tension in the house. I felt like my home was like not even a place where I really wanted to be, and I've been kind of in a very severe depression. And
yes, I,
as soon as I like got the word that they were leaving the house and stuff, and I mean the whole thing about it, I'll probably tell you, I don't want to go into details on the podcast about it, but like it ended and they've left, and like the amount of relief that like I felt when I found out that they were leaving is just like crazy, dude. Like I don't know, it's like I actually feel like I can, like, it's so cheesy and stupid, but like
it was like it. You were taking a shit and jizzing at the same time. It was exactly. That kind of relief.
It's the exact type of relief that it was. And
cleaning your ears too.
And sneezing as the also. Like it's just like can you imagine the chaos to it?
You fucking never clean your ears, jizz, sneeze, and shit at the same time? Fucking
buddy, you're missing out.
Buddy.
That's the type buddy. Of relief that once in a someone lifetime.
Like, I want to sternly tell that to someone in a garage. Hey, buddy. Huh? You never? Guy?
What, this fucking pussy huh? over here? He's never fucking yeah. sneezed and yeah, cleaned where his from? Ears. Where are you from? Like, that matters? Like, that's... Yeah. Oh, dude... Where'd you get this guy? You look at everyone else. Like, where'd you get this guy? You know? Anyways.
I do know.
Fuck. But, like, it's so fucking cheesy, and I, like, hate even say it, but, like, it actually felt like I could, like, breathe for the first fucking time in, like, 7 months.
But in all seriousness, yeah, I get that, man. When there's, like, that thing you relieve, and you just go, like, huh.
Yeah, dude, I can't. I'm
gonna play some fucking video games. I feel great.
I fucking have been. That's all I've been fucking doing. Just kidding. But like, Oh man. I mean, we will talk about my video games in a bit because I'm doing like a little thing for October. Yeah. Like I don't know, man. I hope no one ever.
We should have did Sober October.
I know, but I mean, fuck. I think maybe...
Should we start that?
You wanna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking...
I say with a beer 2 weeks in my hand. Yeah. 2 weeks. You wanna
right.
start... You wanna
after
start
tonight,
Sober October?
After tonight, we'll start Sober October. We'll see you all November right. 31st.
Perfect. I hope that no one ever has to, like, go through that kind of, like, anxiousness, I guess, or, like, weird heaviness. But like
I would call it anxiety.
Relief, like,
oh jeez.
Yeah. The amount of like relief that I feel now is like over it's like crazy, dude. Like I feel like I'm myself.
It's like your
again.
Balls dropped for a second time.
Yeah. Right. Well they never really did, but like, you know, that's my own problem.
They descended somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah, they're I mean, you can call them descended, but like
you know what? Can we actually talk about that? Let me like
they're
I'm,
high and
I'm
tight.
All happy. I'm glad you're doing all well and good.
Yeah.
But like what does that even mean? Your balls dropped. Did your balls drop?
I don't know.
I don't think my balls dropped. Like not physically. I think honestly like my package looks the same from when I was 5 just like inflate it a little bit.
Sure.
I have the same circumcision scar.
Right. I mean, you've grown
hairless.
Into it, you know.
I've grown, yep, I have.
Yeah, which we're all proud of you for that.
It was a big insecurity, man, that I had to deal with for a fucking long time.
Yeah, but who's, like, looking that detailed at your dick other than you?
It's happened.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? It's not a good time.
Like, it's, like, mid-session?
Like, yeah, like almost like they lift their glasses up and they're like, huh. I'm trying to, like, catch the light off of it.
rotating like, seriously. It like a lot, like for some reason, just flopping it around.
Pull the flashlight on the front out, and they're like, "Yeah, no, what's with that shit, dude?
Oh, that's fucked up. I'm putting that in my mouth, dude.
I'm putting that in my butt. Gross.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put that in my butt anymore.
Right. It doesn't even deserve that.
Yeah, it doesn't deserve that. Yeah.
And you know what? Honestly, I hate my uncle for saying that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, come on. You're supposed to be the fun uncle, you know, and then you say that shit.
The funkle.
Really kind of dampens the mood, you know.
What, you don't want me to pee in your butt, funkle?
I mean, this is a relationship that's, I mean, this is a 3-year thing that's been happening. And now all of a sudden.
We've been building this for 27 months. Like you're still counting in months.
Yeah, dude.
18 months, man.
18 months down the drain, just like that. Just like fucking that.
Grow up, man.
And you're just, and you're naked this whole time. And you just walk out.
I'm just pissing.
Yeah. You're like, well, I can't stop now. It hurts.
My dick. I'm like, you know when you stand up and you have an erection?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like has that. Like it has, you know, the fucking thing that like stops your door on the wall. The door that's a spring with a rubber cap.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what your dick looks like.
Sure.
Imagine just yelling at your uncle, like you don't want that, and it's like every. Okay. Fuck it. We're done.
Jesus. God. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Okay, good. I told you, man, when I get nervous, I start saying crazy shit.
Dad, why are you nervous, bud? We've been doing this for many weeks. We're almost... This is...
No, I was nervous. I was nervous that, you know, the joke wasn't landing.
No, it's definitely landing. I kept the...
Okay.
And the bit kept going deeper and deeper. We could have gone actually way worse, I feel like, but...
Yeah. But, no, we'll stop it there, though.
But we keep it tame here, you know.
We have to keep it lighthearted
and light farted, right?
Light farted and fart fatly. I mean, come on.
So, I mean, how was your month, dude? I mean, I obviously, you know, it's been a shit fucking like none of the shit is you know, I don't know. And if you don't want to talk about anything, of course, you don't have to.
No, I love oversharing. I just want to do a little vocal warm-up.
Okay.
And I said this to myself earlier. A bug bounced off my mustache.
Okay.
And I'm fart fatly. This has been the news at 10.
And that's it. A bug bounced off
my mustache. My name's Fart Fatly. A bug bounced off my mustache. More at Ted. I'm fart flatly.
I'm fart flatly. So,
all right, my month. I don't remember the last time we talked, so I don't remember what.
Honestly, it was probably right around the time all the shit went down.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to apologize for that bummer of an episode, but hey, number one pro catharsis podcast. So.
Yeah.
Well, essentially, my cat died, and then, like, a week later, I found this weird mole on my foot.
Right, that we talked
about. That had... Okay. All right, that wasn't melanoma, it was just a weird mole. But I'm fucking neurotic as shit, so that scared me. And then, I ate shit on the scooter, which I talked about. I broke the top of my humerus, cracked 2 ribs, and actually I tore the fucking muscle on my side. That's new development.
We didn't really talk. You mentioned it during your solo episode, but like...
Well, I was being fucking radical, dude. I was heading to work. I was being fucking radical.
Yeah.
Kind of fucking like jackknifed the scooter. Full speed. But at least I kind of know how to fall. Like...
Right.
So I only have road rash on like the outside of my elbow and my hip. Didn't hit my head.
Perfect.
Then when I was in the ER, so I went to the ER because my boss was like, dude, go to the hospital. I was like, no, man, I want to go home and lay down. And he was like, go to the hospital. I was like, okay, fuck it. Okay. And then when I was in the ER, Pedro died.
Right.
Which, like, what the fuck was that? Cool. So then I was just crying in the hallway because I didn't have any fucking rooms. And then they got me the fuck out of there. And then I got something called serotonin syndrome. All right.
What?
Yeah, let me tell you about this. So,
okay.
So when I was in the ER and I was in pain, one of the doctors was like, "Do you want something to treat your pain?" And I said, "Sure." So they gave me hydrocodone. I've never actually taken hydrocodone. I've taken oxycodone and I've taken tramadol, but I've never taken hydrocodone. So I take it. All right. And I'm just like, I just deeply in me, I get this set of fucking like existential doom. And I'm just like sweating. And I'm like, all right. And it didn't help my pain at all. But I was like, all right, fucking, this is your pain pills. And so I saw one of my brothers the next morning. And he was like, I was like, dude, I'm sweating so much. And I'm like, I was like literally sitting in my air conditioned living room, mm-hmm. just in shorts. I wasn't even wearing fucking underwear or socks. And I was just sweating.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, it's because you're high. And I was like, I don't fucking feel high, man. I don't know. And I kept it up. Anyway, that night, I popped one of those hydros plus my antidepressants. And that whole night, I just had like nightmare after nightmare. And like the second I would close my eyes, I was like dreaming.
Whoa.
Like there was like, I was getting like visuals. And I would just see like bodies and silhouettes and shit. And I got woken up a few times by my body just like violently jerking. Like I damn near kicked my fucking ceiling fan, I think. Like that's how like crazy I was. I'm not kidding.
Jeez.
And I kept getting woken up by that. And I was just like sweating and just nightmare all fucking night. I got drugged through fucking hell. And I woke up the next day. I texted my brother. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I just had the craziest fucking night. And he was like, yeah, I know that happens. And so I call the hospital and they go like, oh, maybe you reacted to the hydrocodone.
Mm-hmm.
Here's oxycodone. And I was like, oh, okay. But I was kind of freaked out. So I took a quarter of one.
Right.
And I had not as bad of a night, but I had a fucking wild night where I just like, I couldn't. You know that moment where you descend into sleep?
Yeah.
And it's right at that point where your body might jerk yourself awake.
Right.
I never got past that for like fucking 2 or 3 days. It was fucking terrible. So I go to the hospital, get checked out and shit. And like, yeah, basically I had, if you combine opiates with SSRIs, which I'm on two antidepressants, plus it interacts with another fucking pill I take, not much of. But, and, yeah, you get something called serotonin syndrome, where your blood or your brain fucking floods with serotonin, and you just have, like, muscle spasms and seizures and shit.
Jeez.
Dude, my vision was, like, fucked up for a while. Yeah, dude, it was fucking bullshit.
What the fuck?
So, by the way, don't mix antidepressants and opiates, because you're going to get drugged through the fucking seven circles of hell. It was wild, dude.
You might get drugged through the seven circles of hell anyways, but you can do what you can to prevent that by not doing antidepressants and opiates. Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was that experience.
Don't do that, dude.
It was fucking wild. I think I had a seizure. I'm not entirely sure, but I think I did.
I mean, it sounds like you might have.
I had a seizure. Yeah. Basically overdosed on ecstasy is like the equivalent.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Dude, it was nuts. So, yeah, all that in a couple days. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, so all in fucking all, we've had a fucking... I mean, obviously, mine wasn't like that, but like...
No, that was... I got some life experience in 3 days.
Past couple of fucking...
I OD'd.
Yeah.
One of my best friends died. I'll do it in this voice.
Fuck,
dude. You know that voice people make when they want to list things or they want to say other things?
Right, you kind of go up, and it's up, and you're up.
It's a list voice or inflection. I mean...
Okay, first I'm gonna piss on you, and then I'm gonna.
So then I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, and I was gonna say that, and then I didn't. I'm glad you followed through, though.
I'm gonna beat the piss out of you.
I'm gonna piss on you, and then I'm gonna beat you.
And then
you,
I'm gonna punch your bladder till you urinate.
Beat the piss out of you.
I'm beat the fucking piss out of you.
Whoa, hey.
I'm gonna beat the fucking piss out of you, man.
And then I'm gonna take it to a place that's a little bit too real, and then. No.
What was that tongue lick? What was that movie? Just. Yeah, that one.
I got like a mustache hair that kind of sometimes curls in.
Oh, I got you.
So if I do that, it like pushes it out.
That's also a funny move to do. Just like, yeah, so what's up, dude?
Yeah. Just...
How was your month, man?
Oh, yeah.
How's it going, dude?
Uh-huh. It's a very visual gag for an audio show. But just like lick your lips a little bit, but just on one side. And that's
lick your
it.
Lips a little too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's about it, dude. I was thinking about, because not that any of these fucking days matter, but like it was like International Podcast Day or some shit like a couple weeks ago. And like, I was going through, cause I did a beer fest and whatnot. I think this was around the same time this was happening. But,
it is. Yeah.
I was just like listening back to like old episodes and like how like some of the shit that we've talked about, dude, is insane. Like I can't believe that this is just out there, you know?
Dude, do you get why I had fucking anxiety when we would release episodes? Because I'd be like, oh shit, I said some crazy shit.
But that's what makes it amazing, is that it's just fucking, because the bottom
amazing
line is like
shit.
Because the bottom line is like no one fucking cares, and the people that listen think either they think we're funny enough to keep listening, or like they think that we're okay enough to passively have in the background, you know. And honestly, that fact comforts me, so
I can live with that.
But, you. Like, the fucking butthole thing, like, about the first time I heard a sex joke, like, was the kid who came up to me and was like, how many times can one go into zero or whatever? And he was supposed to, like, make a joke about, like, a dick and a vagina or something like that.
Yeah.
And the joke is, like, as many times as it wants. And it's like, looking back, he's probably a... anyways, but then what happened was there was a pause because I stuttered a little bit, which led me to fucking say, you know, he puts his finger, and then it's like he puts his finger in my ass, and then you hop on immediately and say he puts his finger in your butthole. Until you come, and he's like, yeah, that was about 80. That's about 80 times.
Yeah.
I
get so much joy out of that.
That is maybe the top, like, top 10 funniest moments of my life, right there. And and I bring...
Dude, it's so funny.
I bring all that up to just say, like, I appreciate you as a friend and a human being, because this shit is so fucking... This earth and this fucking month and this fucking year, you know, maybe it's been shit, you know, but we always fucking got those people that stick with us through thick and thin and who can laugh with us and fucking cry with us, honestly, fucking, you know.
Yeah, man. No, for real. For real.
And it's... You know, you know, there are glimpses of positivity and nice moments, and
that was one of them.
That was one of them. When my butthole was fingered, until I came. You know,
right? Yeah. What did I said? Yeah, about 80.
Yeah, about 80. Yeah, yes, about 80 times.
80 times.
And that's, yeah, I mean...
You're both sweating.
Yeah.
You're both like, afterward you finish and you're like, no, yeah, that was a good one, dude. It was a good one, Chad.
Yeah.
Can't wait to tell my buddy that one, Chet.
Boy, in about 10 years from now, I'm going to get a hearty laugh. Tell my funcle
that one.
I'm going to get a hearty laugh.
I'm going to tell the fun uncle that one.
Yeah, yeah. It was, oh! By the way, I don't remember if you know who he is. You know,
oh! That name fucking rings a bell. Yeah. Wait, is he blonde?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him. Yep. Yeah.
He's got that fucking, like, he always kind of had, like, a military sort of style fucking, yeah.
Yep.
Crew cut.
Oh, yeah.
Poop some of it. The fucking people that, like, I think back on, I'm like, man, I just wonder if you're alive still, you know? I don't.
And you know what?
I don't imagine most of them are.
An unfortunate, you know? Yeah, an unfortunate number are not alive.
Which I don't understand, like, how?
You know? I know, dude. I know, like, a fucking dozen dead fucking people. Like,
which is, yeah.
Because I went to high school with them. Like, dude, speaking of dead people. So, I'm fine with talking about this.
Okay.
Last month, Pete had asked me to bring him some mushrooms. Magic mushrooms.
Okay.
And so I did. All right. So, every time I went to see him, he, like, because of his steroids and maybe stress eating? I don't know. I don't give a fuck. He just, like, ate a bunch of shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, dude, let's eat some delicious shit. So every time I went to go see him, I'd make something different and new, bring him some different snacks. Like literally, like, a fucking tote of snacks. And we'd fucking just chow down. Smoke a couple blunts, chow down. It was awesome. And anyway, I threw down. If Pete was like, hey man, can you get me some water? I'd, you know, buy him a fucking case or something. And I picked up an ounce of mushrooms for him, which is a good 8 doses.
It's a lot.
Which, yeah, no, which, right, by the way, that's a whole day. And
right, you're not just going to be like having mushrooms like on a Tuesday or something. Like, you make it,
no, I'm like in putting your, yeah, exactly.
you like, it's an event.
So the last time I saw Pete, I was leaving his apartment and I said, I love you, man, and I gave him a wink. He didn't say anything because he couldn't. That's fine. And I left. All right. And then about like an hour later, driving home, I realized I forgot that whole fucking bag of mushrooms with him.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. So I was like, I texted him. I was like, dude, I left all of those fucking mushrooms with you. Have at them. So let me wet my whistle. Mm. So that was a Sunday evening, and he died a Friday, and he ate all of it. So I was helping his mom clear some stuff out, and I was like, hey, where's that, like, there's like a plastic bag somewhere that, like, you know, and she was like, oh, I accidentally threw it away, but Pete made me go get it, but it was empty. Yeah, and I was like, like a vacuum seal bag? And she was like, yeah, and I was like, oh. So in 4 days, he ate fucking like 8 doses. Wild.
Oof.
So I asked his mom, I was like, so how was he? Like, his last couple days. And she was like, he was so zen. Awesome. I was like, yeah, he fucking was, dude. He ate a heroic dose of mushrooms. Holy shit.
Heroic.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, man. What a fucking hero.
Yeah.
An ounce of mushrooms in like 4 fucking days, dude. Plus, I left him some like edibles, you know, like weed gummies and stuff. Ate all those too, which, like, good. Fucking nuts, dude.
I mean, that's the way you do it, I guess, you know?
That is the fucking way you do it. Like, I'm not kidding.
I hate to say it in this way, but it's not really another way to say it, but at that point, what the fuck else do you, like, what does it matter, you know?
No, like, exactly, right.
So, you know, honestly, good for him, you know?
I know, right? Dude, I know. Honestly, if anyone's eaten fucking... Hold on. Gotta wiggle my mouse. If anyone's taken magic mushrooms, you've had like a nice peaceful trip, you'll get it. But, yeah, man. I mean, I think he fucking knew, right? Like...
Right? Like,
and he just ate those motherfuckers.
And he's just like, you know what? This is it. And I'm fucking...
You know what?
I'm gonna enjoy it.
Let me say something that... Exactly. Let me say something that his mom told me that, like... Not to overshare, I just think it's pretty beautiful. He was holding her hand as he was dying, and he said to her, "Just let me go, Mom." And she said, I will. And then, like, yeah, he died, like, in, like, the next fucking whatever moment. Like,
wow.
She was like, dude, she said she prayed to God and, like, you know, take him and, you know, and then he died. But, like.
Right.
Dude, I know. What a fucker.
Yeah, I mean.
What a mother.
You know, it's so weird, like, some of those. Some of those moments that like shine through like that,
right?
Where
right.
even in the case of, you know, passing and stuff like that, where I think that not only can you tell in that moment that, you know, he's comfortable, you know, but like,
yep.
I think he's also like passing on that comfort. To his mother.
I keep making the mouth sound, but no, entirely. I actually had this conversation with him a couple months ago where I told him that the way he is, like, he's going into the headwind, you know, and he was so comfortable with his own death and with everything that was going on that it comforted me.
Mm.
And I got to tell him that. I was like, dude, that helps me, man. He's like, dude, I'm glad, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah, we talked about it, like, in depth, where it was like, yeah, dude, when you're fucking a pile of ashes, I'll piss in it. Right? You know, like, it was...
Yeah.
We said fucking everything, and yeah.
Right.
We did specifically talk about that, though. It did bring me comfort, knowing that he was accepting. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know how I would be in that situation.
Right.
You know, righteous. That's the peach, Petro.
Rest in fucking peace, you know.
Rest in peach peso.
Right. Peach pesto, peach Pedro, pest
pasta.
Pasta. Yep. Yeah. Dude, I mean, that honestly is... Like, again, as much as it's, like, it's fucking awful and, you know, gone too soon, you know, I think that it just feels so, like, peaceful, you know?
100%, exactly. So, which I wish I could bring to other people, too.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I want someone to say, like, you know, when I die, they're like, what'd he die? Fucking... Choking himself and jerking off. I want that.
Right.
He died. I deserve doing that respect. Yeah, I deserve that fucking respect.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation. So, actually, we were. So Pedro was cremated. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about, like, it is interesting to see someone just turned into ashes, you know?
Yeah.
And it's almost like kind of dissonant in your head, you know? And I was thinking, I don't necessarily want to be cremated, but I don't want to be buried because, like, I don't want, I don't know, just my gross-ass body in the fucking ground. Like, it seems stupid and, like, yeah. Selfish. But what I would like is to have a wake for me.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody gets to visit, you know, look at my weird makeup fucking face.
Right.
Go sit in a pew about 300 yards away.
Right.
And just blow me the fuck up. Just fucking blast me to fucking nothing, dude. How fucking righteous would that be?
That'd be pretty awesome.
Dude, wouldn't that be fucking great?
I wonder if you can...
Because fuck the cremation, fuck the burial, just blow me the fuck up.
You know,
and I want everybody to watch it. Everybody that loves me, I want them to fucking watch it. Because that's it. Mitch is gone.
Yeah. I wonder if that can be like written into like your last will and testament, you know? Like,
bitch, I'm gonna fucking start a living will. Blow me the fuck up. Even if you did it at like the mine pit, where it's just like I'm a little speck on a fucking pile of earth. Poof, I don't give a fuck. Blow me the fuck up. Dude, that's so fucking cool. Or you know what would even be better? If you had like, if there's just like a ton of fucking tannerite, which is that shit you can shoot with a gun and it explodes. If there's just a ton of that shit under me and like I gotta have like, you know, my fucking brother shoot it, right, and then it explodes,
and
man.
That's it. Yeah.
That's a dude, that's an old rap. That's a rap on old Mitch. I want that shit.
I want that for you, honestly. I mean, that's
that's right. That, I can imagine just like, and you're standing there and you're like, it's what he would have wanted.
Yeah.
It's what he wanted.
And just everyone's just like, this is what he wanted? Like this, and it starts a forest fire, like, and then fucking half the country burns down.
Yeah.
Just like it'd it's a fucking funny. A fucking baby shower, a gender reveal in California or something.
Just
like,
just to guarantee I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he fucked shit up after he died.
It better be the driest day of the year, you know, and it better be in the woods. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, what's the driest day this year? Okay.
Yeah. I don't care if my body has to sit on ice for a month. Better be the driest day of the year, and then you better blow me the fuck up in the middle of the woods. Well,
blow me the fuck up.
Speaking of blow me the fuck up, I don't know, it's fucking segue, I guess. Unless you wanted to explore your own death a little bit more.
No, we'll do that another time.
No, we'll do that another thing. Okay, yeah. Perfect. I mean, episode 69 is the next one. So, look, I'm not saying that we explore our own deaths on that episode, but I'm not saying that. Anyways, so...
Let's do that.
Let's talk about our death. Yeah, dude, fuck it.
Hey, it's episode 69. What's my legacy? What did I leave you behind? Do we even care if I've left a legacy?
No. To any all of those, and that's been Nate and Mitchell.
We'll answer those.
Episode 69. Anyways, I've been and not that anybody really cares about this too much, but fuck it, you know, this is our fucking show, and I'm having a really good time. Through the month of October, you know, it's kind of like the spooky month, right? Because we got the Halloweens.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who could forget?
Who could forget, dude? And so what I've been doing is I've been playing through all the Resident Evils from 1 through 8. And I think this is going to be like a little tradition for me, dude. Through the month of October.
I like that.
I just played through Resident Evil 1 through 8. Maybe each year I add on little challenges here and there.
Are they done now, though?
Not yet. No, I.
Oh.
Let me talk about my journey. So, basically, I was just like, "Fuck it! I just want to do something like for October."
I'm gonna take a piss.
All right, take a piss.
You can talk about your journey.
And you can talk about your journey when you come back.
Yes.
Okay. So essentially, I don't have many Twitter followers. But the ones I do, I feel like are loyal. You know what I mean? Mitch said he knows. He's one of them. So I put out on Twitter, I was just like, you know, this month for October, I'm going to play all the Resident Evil games from 1 through 8. God damn. You know what? This is what I hear. Is like all fucked up. Hold on.
Oh yeah, no, it
perfect. Wow. Well, as I was saying, I just, like, you know, I was like, fucking, if people want to join me, you know, play some fucking Resident Evils or whatever, you know. So I made it a 1 through 8. There is a Resident Evil 0. That game, in my opinion, kind of sucks ass. So, like, I just was like, you know what, let's start at 1, go through 8, and I'm playing the most up-to-date version of them, so, like, the remakes or remasters or whatever.
Sure.
And then if I do finish through 8, then I'll go back and do, like, the subsequent or, like, side fucking games, or, like, I'll play the original, like, 1, 2, 3, and, like, stuff like that.
Sure. Sure.
Currently, as we're recording this, it's
yeah, no, sure, man. Yeah.
October 11th. And I'm like at the very end of Resident Evil 4. So, we'll see. I haven't played 5 or that's, 6 for probably, I think
technically that's halfway.
Yeah, right.
I think so.
I haven't played Resident Evil 5 or 6 for years.
Not to get too technical on you, but I think that's halfway through the series.
Just about halfway through, yeah, the games. Yeah. Okay. Not the month, but the games, yeah.
Yep.
I haven't played 5 or 6 for years, but it is co-op, so I'm wondering, can I play this with my wife and just, like, you know, get through Resident Evil 5 and 6?
So, can I interrupt?
Interrupt. I'm done. That's pretty much it.
I'm. Oh, perfect. So, let me talk about Pete dying some more.
Let's dial it back a couple steps.
So, okay. Being his buddy, he left some shit for me and a couple and our friends and like and just kind of in general. And so, specifically, he did leave me this sex mask. If I've talked about it, he has like a sex orgy. No, fucking redundant. He has an orgy mask that's like an Eyes Wide Shut fucking masquerade thing. Okay. So I got that chilling on the bookshelf. Very cool. Good memories for him. And in a sound bar that's very nice. It has a subwoofer. It sounds great. But among other things is I have his PS4 and his Switch Lite. It was like the shittiest fucking Christmas ever. It was like, right. Hey man, hey, your mom died, but hey, here's an Xbox 5.
Right.
Or a PS5. Like
Xbox 5. No, you got it right. Yeah.
Xbox 5. Just here's like a Xbox 2. Fuck. Anyway. If it's co-op, we can maybe play it together.
We can fucking play together, dude.
Dude, we can play it together.
I'm, like, literally about to start 5 probably tonight after we're, like, done recording.
I can't tonight, but
well, then fuck it, dude. It's yeah, over. No, it. I'm just kidding.
I'm done. Yeah, no, this we're done. It's been Nate and Mitch are friends, the podcast ever. Thanks. Show me your tits.
We can fucking end it there. I don't care.
No, we don't have to. Wait, I got maybe like one or two more things.
Yeah, okay. Well, fuck, I mean, there is a sale going on for all the Resident Evils right now. So, I mean,
ooh,
Resident Evil 4.
Actually, I had a specific
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, you go on.
I I was just going to say, Resident Evil 4 is like, I don't know. It's odd to control now in like a 2021 mindset, but it's still, for me, one of the like greatest games of all time.
Okay.
So, and Resident Evil 5 and 6, like I said, I haven't played those for a long time, but I remember my brother and I played those because they were co-op, and I remember having a good time with it, you know?
Okay.
Chris Redfield just punches a boulder and it like fucking explodes or some shit. Like,
cool. No, yeah. That's realistic. I don't like that the PS2, it's not like backwards compatible with the PS2. So I can't play like my old PS2 games on it. That's kind of bullshit.
It is, and that's been an issue for a while. Right.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. But let me divert. I have one more topic for us to discuss. Is there like, God, I keep making that mouth sound. Is there something specific about the instrument you play that you like, some preference, I guess, that like, I'll try and explain it with an example. So usually when people play acoustic guitar, they play with a really soft pick that's like pretty floppy, right? I hate that. I like to play with a really thick pick that moves the string rather than the string move the pick. And it has to have like the right profile. It can't be too pointy. It actually has to be round. So like, honestly, something like a 5-cent coin, if it was made out of plastic, would almost be my ideal pick.
Yeah, I actually know exactly what you're talking about. Maybe a little
pointed up. Right away. So do you have one of those for drums?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Yeah, like there's
I want to know that because I was thinking about that earlier. I was trying to play with something earlier and I was like, I can't play with this guitar pick. Like, it's fucking with me, man. It catches the string too much. And, there's a reason I found, like, my favorite guitar pick.
Yep. I actually have an expanded question on that once I answer.
But... hold on, wait. My favorite guitar pick, by the way, is made out of mammoth ivory. And I'm not, I'm being ridiculous, but I'm also not, is that bone or whatever makes the best fucking guitar pick. It's, like, smooth and strong. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
So no, I have a few guitar picks made out of mammoth ivory, and they rule. They're very nice.
Right. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I'll try and explain it, and I can relate it to you in an easy sense, but I can probably not relate it to you in a couple other senses. So the most basic comparison is what we use, right? So you use a pick, I use drumsticks, right? There's various...
Well, I prefer my fingers, but for picks, yes.
Right. There's various sizes and shapes and woods, even.
And weight that are, and stuff, I'm
right,
sure.
Yeah. My preferred drumstick is a 747, is what it is. And honestly, they're like weirdly not that common, but... I use and
are they heavier or like skinnier, longer?
No, they're so based on most of the drumsticks that I've ever used in my life, they're a little bit. They're kind of like in between, like super thin and light, and super thick and heavy. Right? They're kind of like they're like almost to me a perfect middle, which not a lot of people go for. And you can do like nylon tips or wood tips, right? I always go wood tips. I hate nylon tips. I don't like the way they feel. The weight of it, the like even how long it is, and just the way it kind of feels, like is everything about it is just like perfect. And it's like, and there is like kind of a, I guess you could say this. There's kind of like a perfect point where you should be holding your sticks, right? Traditionally.
Like, oh, yeah, if you're learning... right. There's like that certain like center of mass or something.
I don't know if it would be the fulcrum. Is that what, is that kind of like...
That's a word. Like if anything's levering over something, it's a fulcrum. Like,
sure.
So the fulcrum is wherever something tilts about. But
right.
Yes, where the fulcrum is matters, right? Like with drumsticks.
Yeah. Right. And so... for me, like, everything about this drumstick, the 747s, and specifically by ProMark, are just perfect. Like, just everything about it. I've tried lighter, I've tried heavier. Like, for example, like, a famous example is, like, Travis Barker uses basically, like, marching snare sticks, right? Which are super thick and heavy.
Yep.
But he also uses a marching snare, I think, typically. Which is just weird.
That's like, a little weird.
I don't know if he uses it like on a set or if it's just like something that's a part of his routine or warm ups or whatever, but like I use that. I prefer like a even down to the more nitty gritty, like I prefer a smaller bass drum versus a really big, thick, fat one.
Okay.
And then
is that a tone thing or like a
I don't know what it is. Thing. I have no, like, honestly, I can't really tell you. I've tried like larger drum, bass drum heads and, or bass drum heads, larger bass drum dynamics, I guess would be the word.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Something doesn't feel right if it's like past a certain like bigness, you know? And so, okay.
But yeah, like, what about it? That's interesting. Like, what about it? Is
it's all about feel for me, and I which is something that's really
hard. Is it like
a
physical thing, or just like the kind of like the tone of the drum, like the I don't know, tuning it can be in because of its size?
I guess when it comes down to it, if I really had to think, it probably comes down to like maybe the sound and the tuning, but also the feel of it never quite feels right. You can make like it feel a certain way, even if it's large or small or in between. But like, there's something about like the size of the kick drum that like really, I mean, if it's there, I'll play it. But like, for me personally, if I'm buying a drum kit, I'm buying something that has a smaller kick drum, you know?
Okay.
I think my, I don't know, I can't remember the size of my drum, my kick drum, but it is on the smaller side.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Because, like, for me, I really like thick guitar strings.
Yeah.
Both because of the sound, plus how they feel when I play them. Like, they make my hands hurt, but...
Sure.
There's just, like, I get to play them the way I want.
Yep.
And it sounds better.
Right.
So I use them. So for the guitar players out there, I play like 1256 on my electrics and 1359, whatever the fuck the gauge is on my acoustic. A little thick. Not super thick. Not like stupid thick, but pretty thick.
Right.
I'd say medium, actually. I would also say they're kind of medium. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of the only way to describe it. It's, like I said, a lot of it for me is just, like, all about, like, the way it feels when I'm playing. So I can't necessarily, like, portray that feeling. And everyone's feeling is going to be different, too. All that to say...
Sorry, I inhaled that.
No, it's okay. All that to say, as a follow-up, which is what I was going to ask you, so you play a very specific pick, right? Or... you know, size strings, whatever, right?
Yep.
My fear is always that one day they won't make 747s anymore, drumsticks, you know? One day they won't have, you know, ProMark will go out of business, you know, or something. Like, and I won't have these, you know? Do you ever have that fear, like, about that?
You know what fucking happened? So, I use Elixir brand strings, which I think I mentioned before, but the Elixir, specifically the NanoWeb, not the PolyWeb. PolyWeb is super thick. I think it feels weird. But the NanoWeb is, there's, like, a small coating on the strings. Dude, those strings will fucking last you a year. And
sure.
Yeah, you pay like $20 a pack, or not even. But they last you like a whole fucking year, and they sound, even when they're at the end of their life, they sound good.
Yeah.
Or at least kind of bright, and not like, and they don't get rusty and weird feeling. Especially if you own like multiple guitars that you don't play a bunch. the strings are going to get gross fast. It doesn't matter if you fucking play it. So during the pandemic, Elixir's factory kind of shut down, and I had like the hardest time finding those Elixir strings. And I was like, ah, shit, dude. Like, am I going to have to pay up the fucking ass? Because, like, I need those. Those are the strings right. I fucking like. Also, they last so fucking... Anybody that has a guitar, put Elixir nanowebs on it, that motherfucker, you'll have them for, like, 2-3 years. I'm not even kidding. They're the best strings. Even tone-wise.
Yeah.
Like, they're super bright, which is nice. Because you can always get, like, more dull of a tone. You can't necessarily get, like, brighter, you know?
So, during that time... I mean, did you find like the motherload of websites or somebody that had them, and you're like panic buying a bunch or what?
I bought them off eBay. I just bought like 3 sets off eBay, and that was it. Because that's enough to fucking last me. Even if I play the fuck out of the guitar. But you know, you break strings and stuff. You want to replace them. You don't have to replace the whole set if you break a string, right? So. That also, you know what? I have another preference, is I like really thick necks on my guitars. So like Les Pauls.
Okay.
I have this old Gibson. They're like a D shape, not like a C or kind of more slender. I like really thick necks. I find the skinny ones uncomfortable to play, actually. Yeah.
I mean, you can even get it down to on drums, like how tight do you keep your cymbals, right?
Sure.
So, like, you can make them real splashy, real sloshy.
Yeah.
Or, like me, I like them really tight. Like, everything. My China, my ride, my crashes, like, my hi-hats. Nothing is sloshy, you know? It's just,
I feel like you'd have, like, much more control over the sound of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And... like, I've played sets before, like, I mean, for instance, playing in a band, like, you'll play your set on someone else's kit sometimes, right? And they have all their shit preferenced out, and they're, like, something is not where it's supposed to be in your mind. So you'll go to, like, reach for a cymbal hit, and you'll miss. Or, like, you'll hit it, and it'll be weird, and, like, you'll kind of be thrown off, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's the same when you pick up someone else's guitar. It's like...
Specifically, other people's guitars, but like the form of the guitar. And this is actually something I've realized kind of recently is... So you have that Dreadnought acoustic, which is like the typical big body acoustic that people know. Now, the way those strings sit is they sit like a half inch above... what's called the soundboard, the main body, the main top surface of the guitar with the hole in it. So they sit like close and kind of level. And I have a couple other guitars where they have different style bridges where it holds the strings further back. And then therefore there's like strings, they're held up like maybe an inch. And just that change of like muscle memory, I can play Dreadnoughts way better than anything else because I'm so used to that, like, the body being close to the strings. So I think it might be kind of a similar thing, but that's something I realized recently because I have this, like, really beautiful guitar, but the strings are too far. Like, and it makes it hard to play.
Sure.
And I almost have to convert in between, like, I have to, like, get used to playing that one and then... Even with strings, actually, also, even with strings, if the strings are, like, too thin or something, I can't play because it, like, I'm so used to playing my own way. Like, I have to, like, majorly adjust.
Yeah, yeah. If you play an instrument out there, call in.
Call in. You know? Let us know.
Call in.
What's your favorite style guitar? How do you like your drums tuned? I would actually like to hear that. Oh, I have one more tip for people that play guitars out there.
Yeah, sure.
Especially if you use capos. So, tune your D and G string, dead nuts, and then the light B and E, slightly flat, slightly sharp, just a little sharp. So the B just like 25% sharp, and the E like 50% sharp, just like tiny, tiny, tiny amount.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking from like E to F, but and then tune the A, the low A and the E, a little flat, because the thickness of the strings, especially when you use a capo, imagine the capo presses on every string with the same force. Because right. It's thicker, it's going to press with, like, well, more force, essentially, going to warp the string more, so it's more sharp. So your guitar will be in way better tuning if you just slowly bring it from, like, sharp to flat as you go low.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking just barely. But it seriously makes a difference. It's nice. You could even actually just pull on your lowest strings when you put a capo on. Because I'll take the tension out, like, at the nut and the fucking tuner a little bit. And then that'll flatten them a little bit.
I know a little bit something of taking the tension out of the nut, if you know what I'm saying.
So you got to take the tension out of the nut. Show me your tits.
All right.
And that's it.